The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs. Yes, after a brief hiatus. Sorry, we're a little late, guys. But we're here, we're back, and we've got episode 17 for you. And this was an interesting episode, because this was a very unusual episode of this show.
It was a little bit of an unusual episode. It's Miz coming to grips with no longer being the bad guy.
And we saw Miz and Maurice do something that we normally don't get to ever see them do, which is fight.
Fight, fight, let them fight, let them fight.
And this episode was very much about changes and how you compromise in a marriage and how they make, how they sort out their differences or what annoys them to make their marriage work and how what they do to fix the little things so the little things don't become the big things. Mm-hmm. And it was really, really, really interesting. So we start out the episode and it's Mike and Maurice playing with their beautiful baby girl, Monroe. And Maurice doesn't think that Miz can be a heel anymore because, you know, of all the baby pictures and the baby videos and the family stuff that he's posting, because it's making him very relatable. It's making him likable because, you know, people are getting to see who he really is. He's not this jerk, annoying dude on TV that everybody perceives, but he is in fact a very warm, loving, caring individual who is all about his family. And this show is also doing wonders for that image.
Yeah.
Just based on what we've seen.
Oh yeah, totally. Because we've said it from the beginning, this show is making him a good guy.
And so he's trying to come to grips with that because he's been the bad guy for so long, and he is one of, if not the not, in his mind, the best bad guys WWE has. And that's very true. He's extremely good at being a heel.
He is one of the most consistent bad guys they've ever had. I'll give him that.
He's very, very good at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also good at being a good guy, especially in this setting, because now we see him with his beautiful wife, his beautiful daughter, and the fact that his wife is pregnant again and he's going to have another beautiful daughter. You know, and we see him with his family and dealing with the ins and outs. And we've said this about the show before, and I'm going to get to the recap later. But the one thing that this show has that, or I shouldn't say a lot of, but some of the other WWE-based reality shows doesn't have is, or have lost, in my opinion, is a relatability factor. It's like, yes, they live this very grand, glamorous, wonderful life where it's very charmed and they live in this big house in Austin and they can afford anything they want within reason. You know, obviously, he can't get everything, but you get my point, right? A lot of people can't relate to that because a lot of us just don't live like that. But where the relatability comes in is the fact that Miz is a dork, right? Maurice is a dork. She'll never admit it, but she is. And together, they're just trying to muddle through their first child. Like, they're just trying to figure this out, right? And so we've all been there one way or another, whether with it's a job or a marriage or a new kid or whatever, where it's like they have no idea what they're doing. They're just trying to figure this out. And rather than be like really pretentious about it, they're just really what is perceived as real, where they just stand there and they're like, WTF, right? Like, they just have that real genuine reaction sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, yep, been there, get that. And that's what this show has, is it has that soul of, yes, it's all the things, but then you have these like little moments of, you know, like they have to go to Costco and buy groceries, or, you know, they do online shopping, or they do this, or they do that, or they do whatever. So it's the relatability of the show. And because of that, people can now relate to the Miz. And they like him because of that.
Oh, yeah.
See, I had a point. But all the way back around, like a giant wheel of cheese.
She brought back her tangent.
R.I.P. Berthy, or Bertha. But Maurice does note that Miz does have an annoying voice. And, well, he also has what all men have, which is selective hearing.
What?
Y'all have it.
What?
It's a guy trait.
Is it? What are you talking about?
Yeah, see? Where Maurice asked, you know, for him to go get almond milk and tea and dog treats, and he screwed it up because he wasn't listening.
He got milk and he got...
But he didn't get almond milk. She wanted almond milk specifically, and he got milk. Like milk, cow milk. So that's kind of frustrating to Maurice, because this has happened more than once, obviously, that, you know, Miz has selective hearing on when she's talking. And about this time, Ryan Cabrera shows up and they're going to have a boys' day where I love this. I laugh legit so hard at this. I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why.
Okay, so they're going to get their hair did and they're going to get mani-pedis, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with a man doing either. I think good grooming is very important, and I can completely, utterly respect a man that goes gets manicures and pedicures. I see them in the nail shop I go to all the time. Mad respect. Good nails, not a problem. Plus, if y'all are sleeping on pedicures, you're stupid, okay? You're just stupid. Go get yourself a pedicure if you can afford it. Trust me, it's worth every penny. They're extremely relaxing. Because, you know, just go for the all-out deluxe one, two. It's, trust me, it's worth every penny. Anyway, so they're going to do this, and they're having a guy's day. So they go and get their hair done, and they go and get their mani-pedis, except they go to what's termed a manly salon.
That's the actual name of the place.
Yes, it's called Manly Salon. It has stainless steel and wood and testosterone and stuff everywhere, which I'm like, okay, all right, respect. Okay, they're trying to give guys who maybe aren't as secure in their masculinity a place to go, because it's like, oh, well, you wouldn't got a manicure and pedicure. Yeah, but I went to the Manly Salon. Okay, I'm done. But
all right, that's another one. Okay,
the Manly Salon. I don't mean to make fun of it, but it's just, it's like, wow. Okay, because it's like you could have gone to any. My whole thing is looking at that place, which is a very nice place. Very nice. For what they probably paid for just the pedicures, you could have gone to like your corner like nail place and got it for half the price. That's all I'm saying. Just make sure the place is clean and reputable and it doesn't have fungus and you're fine. This public service announcement about pedicures brought to you by... Anyway. So yeah, so they do that. They have a nice little guy's day.
Hold up. It's called the Tune-Up, the Manly Salon.
The Tune-Up, the Manly Salon. There we go. But still, the Manly Salon. Which, by the way, if you're in Austin and you would like to go get a very manly manicure, pedicure, hair day, or your hair done... type thing, go to Tune Up Manly Salon. There you go. There's your ad. And basically, after this is all over, they have to let the world know that Miz has not gone soft.
Yeah, I mean, this is, they're trying to show that he's not gone soft, and then, well, you know, here we are.
Here we are. So, anyway, we're backstage at SmackDown, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Miz is walking around, and up walks everybody's favorite dad, Titus O'Neil, who has a book coming out soon. And I think we're going to be talking about it, so stay tuned for that. Ding.
Shameless plug by her.
Learn from the best.
She's talking about me.
Yeah. Anyway. So anyway, I gave you an opening to plug something, but you're not going to plug it, so never mind.
What?
So,
we're not there yet.
We're not there yet? Okay. You tend to just plug yourself like everywhere you go, so I'm afraid you don't have a shirt.
I'm not going to plug the creator code Rocket Sock in the Fortnite item shop right now. That's not what we're doing. We're here talking about Ms. and Mrs.
We're not doing that? Okay. All right.
We're not doing the promo code Rockin' Sock in the 49 Diamond Shop. We're not doing that. It's a creator code. No, we're not. No. Go.
So anyway, we're backstage at SmackDown with Titus and Miz.
Titus Worldwide?
We're so bad.
Just keep going.
And we're dealing with Miz's selective hearing. Let's get back on the wagon here. Let's get tangent. Tangent, y'all. So, Mrs. Selective Hearing. Maurice has had enough of Mrs. Selective Hearing, and she decides she's going to send Mrs. Chore List to Titus, to which Mike calls her and is like, WTF. And she's like, you don't listen to me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I gave it to Titus to give to you, because one of the things that Miz said was, well, female voices are much harder to hear because they're more high-pitched. So she thought that if, you know, Titus gave Miz his chore list, that he would hear it so much better than if she gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when Titus is like, what the hell did you do? Like, why? Why are you bringing me into this? Don't bring me into this. I didn't ask for this. Which leads to, I'm with Mike. I'm with Maurice. So Team Mike or Team Maurice on the selective hearing here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you with? I'm with her.
I'm with him. Just saying.
And then it gets a bit worse, because then we go back home with them and we see what annoys each other. And this is where they have the little tiff with each other,
mm-hmm.
where it's not like a yelling, screaming, shouting match, but it's just like, this annoys me about you and this annoys me about you, and a back and forth and kind of da 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 da. And they fight over like you know, the almond milk being almost gone and he doesn't get the right milk. And where are the remotes and where are the car keys? Because that's another thing, is they have a little tray that they're supposed to put the car keys in. But like any other person, Maurice puts her car keys, at least for women, in her purse.
But when you have a thing to put the things in, you should use the thing to put the things in. It makes more
sense.
I'm
using the thing to put the thing in. It's called I'm using the purse to put the keys in, because then I know where the keys are.
But if it's a communal thing, you should put it in the communal bin.
That's not how that works.
It is totally how that works.
Well, that's their problem, is it's not going into the communal bin. Miz can't find the car keys, and it's creating a problem. Same thing for the remotes. Miz can't find the remotes. So they go back and forth and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they get to the couch where they have this beautiful white couch, and she keeps it pristine by putting plastic on it because they have dogs and a kid and Marjo. And so she's trying to keep the couch clean. And Miz is like, I hate the plastic. And so he starts ripping the plastic off the couch, and she like dives on the couch to try to stop him from pulling the plastic. And then at one point she grabs one of the cushions from the couch and slams it down on the floor in kind of a fury. And Miz is like, I'm not going to lie, that turned me on. You want to go have a little smackdown? A little wink, 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 nod, nod.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, and off they go to have their little smackdown, to which she gets a ass slap as they're heading into the bedroom. Then we go back on the road, and hey, there's a special guest.
Wait, who?
It's Rob Schomburger.
You mean the Rob Schomburger that we've spoken to on multiple occasions on the rack?
Yes, former guest of this show, Rob Schomburger, and his amazing wife were on Miz and Mrs. And, you know, he had Miz sit down with him and sign some artwork to put up in both, I believe, his shop and on the WWE shop. And then Rob talked to Miz about doing a portrait. And this is getting back to Miz struggling with his identity in terms of being a good guy versus a bad guy. And it's the family picture of them at Halloween, where Miz and Maurice and I believe his mother, or Mike's mother, Barb and Marjo and Monroe, there's a lot of M's going on in there, we're all dressed up as unicorns. And Miz is like, yeah, no, I think I'm okay. I don't think I want to do this, blah, 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 blah. And so Rob's like, okay, all right, cool. And so they just kind of chat a little more, and Miz walks away, where he's still continuing to struggle with this. Well, I'm a bad guy, but I'm a good guy, because I think at that point we see the clip later in the show of the crowd chanting for The Miz, which he thinks really cool that this is all happening organically and they're not like doing anything to prompt it, but at the same time it's like, I'm supposed to be a bad guy and y'all are not helping me.
You're not making this easy.
So we head back home, where Maurice has had enough of Mike's selective hearing, and so she makes him to go get a hearing test. To which, as he's filling out the form, the answer to every question is, my wife.
Yep.
My wife wants this. My wife wants that. My wife made me be here today. And if that isn't the realest crap you've ever seen in your life, I don't know what is. Because that's it. Right there.
Right there, yeah.
That's marriage. Right there. Which is, again, why this is so relatable. So he's going through the hearing test. Miz isn't taking it seriously because Maurice and the tech are sitting on the one side of this like soundproof booth, and they're sitting there chatting about him and talking and yada yada yada. After they've done the consultation, and Miz is sitting there and he's got these things in his ears and he looks weird, and he's like, they're talking about me. I know they're talking about me. And so as she starts to do the hearing test, he starts holding his hand up anyway to like spoof the test, and then poor tech's like, he's doing this on purpose. He's completely doing this on purpose.
He figures out. Yep.
And so we find out that Miz has average hearing. That his hearing is fine. He's not going deaf. He's completely fine. He has normal average hearing. Which Miz is like, well, could it be above average? And she's like, nope.
Nope.
Nope, there is no room here. It is average. That's it. That's all you get. And he's like, fine. But we come to find out that, you know, like we've been saying all along, Miz has selective hearing, which everybody does.
Yeah.
And so we see Maurice talking with a friend of hers in the kitchen, and they're hanging out, and she tells her friend this. And okay, guys, if there are any men listening to the show, ladies too, but ladies are probably already familiar with this, so I will go with the gentlemen that are potentially listening to this. This is how women weaponize this crap. Okay? All right? This scene right here, because Maurice and her friend are sitting in the kitchen talking about Miz's selective hearing. Mm-hmm. Because she asks her friend, or I should say Maurice asks her friend, hey, does your husband do this? And her friend is like, yeah, all the time. Which, you know, okay, all right, of course, it's pretty common. And she's like, yeah, so I think you should use that to your advantage. What can you get away with, Maurice? What do you think you can get away with? And basically, it's what does Maurice think she can get without saying anything to Miz, but totally saying that she said something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. This is how women weaponize things, ladies and gentlemen. Right here. This is how this goes. Next thing we know, as Miz comes home from the road, there is snow in the front yard.
Because Maurice wants Monroe to experience it. Because they live in Texas. There's no snow in Texas.
And it's winter.
Yeah.
So she wants Monroe to have her first snow. And, well, she uses Mrs. Selective Hearing to her advantage. But bada bing, bada boom, there is snow in their front yard. And he pulls up and he's like, WTF.
The hell's going on here? What the hell?
And then she's like, I told you. To which he's going, no, no, you didn't say anything to me about this. No. And she's like, yeah, no, I said something. Remember? And you were like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh. And it sounded like you were saying yes, so I just did it.
He's like, no, you didn't say anything.
But it's cool enough, and he's having enough fun with it, that it doesn't really matter. Like, it's a little expensive. They bring a truck out. They blow snow over your front yard. But it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, they're having fun, and they're having, you know, Monroe is getting to play in the snow, and they're getting some wonderful family pictures, and they're just having a good time in the snow. And in the stand-up alone, Maurice is sitting there like, I didn't say any of that shit. I didn't say anything about it. And I got away with it. So lesson learned there for Maurice.
Right.
And as they're playing in the snow, they're trying to take a picture, and Maurice pushes Mike down into the snow. He like basically bulldogs her into the snowman that they were building, and they're having fun running around playing in the snow, and he's making snow angels. And as he's doing this, he comes around to being a good guy. He's okay with the image. It's like after all this time in WWE of being a bad guy, maybe it's time for him to be the top good guy. Maybe it's time for him to embrace this, because change is natural, and this is completely organic. This isn't anything that the company has done. This isn't anything that he's necessarily done beyond doing the reality show and changing his changing his social posts, you know, to make people like him. It's just, it happened, right? So let's go with it. Let's embrace it. Let's see where this takes us. But, you know, if he wants to make you boo him, he can, and he will, because he's just that obnoxious.
Right.
But then we get back to the other problem at hand, which is the fight that we had earlier in the show about the keys, about the remotes, about the selective hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Miz comes up with a solution. He buys a key finder system, which he attaches to the remotes and the car keys. And, you know, it has a little, its own little remote control, and it's all color coded. And so if you want to find the car keys, you hit this color button and it starts to release an alert so you can find the car keys and the remotes and anything else that they attach this to. So if it's not in the communal box, it's okay because they can find it. And for Maurice, you know, if Miz isn't paying attention to her, she has a whistle.
Yeah.
That she can blow and get his attention, which, you know, that kind of relieves those problems. And they basically talk about that it's, you know, we're trying to find solutions. We don't want this to become a big thing or a crazy thing. We just, you know, it's a thing, and we have normal problems in our marriage, and we're just trying to fix it, and we're trying to make it work. And if this is what it takes to make it work, okay, that's completely fine. Because they come up with like a whole little system right there in the kitchen of it's all color coded, and they have it written down on a board so you know what it all is, that kind of thing. And, you know, Mike even goes on, you know, as far as to write Ms. and Maurice time in red.
Yeah.
To which Marjo mocks it and says, if you want to play Bunny Bunny, all you have to do is tell us to go. And then she starts making sexual gestures and movements and freaking Miz out, which is just hilarious. I love Marjo. Marjo so much.
She's the best.
She's so awesome. And then we have tea. So we go from Bunny Bunny to tea, where we see Miz and Maurice all dressed up, and they're having a cute little tea party with Monroe. And then they proceed to shove cupcakes in each other's faces, which Miz only gets like Maurice with a little baby cupcake. Mm-hmm. Maurice like slams this chocolate cupcake, full-blown one, in Miz's face, and Monroe gets upset and starts to cry. And is like, aww. Miz is like, yeah, see, you upset her. It's your fault. Like, aw, poor Monroe. So she does not like when mommy and daddy have a cake fight.
No.
No. And that's how the episode closes with a peaceful resolution to the problems. We're having a tea party with the daughter. And Miz is basically like, if you don't think that, you know, having a tea party with your daughter is badass, then you're wrong. And that's one thing that I really liked about this, is it sends that really positive message against, like, toxic masculinity, where it, intentionally or unintentionally, where it's okay to go get groomed. It's okay to have a tea party with your daughter, to do everything that Miz is doing, because it's like, it doesn't make him any less of a person for doing it. And, you know, it certainly doesn't make him any less of a man either. Not that that's really important, but it's like, he's still everything that he is, and he does this too. So it's like, hey, maybe that isn't such a bad thing, which was a nice message to send.
It was a good message. And it was like, it was also another way of showing how you as a couple can compromise on solving issues. Like, they came to a middle ground, because a lot of couples fights and there's never a middle ground. It's always key to find that middle ground. So I like that part of it.
I feel like the theme for this part of the season has more been about exactly that. Is it's less about the craziness in their life and more about their normal life and them finding that balance and that middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can be themselves and they can make their marriage work, because obviously their marriage and their relationship is in a different place than what it was when they first got together, or even when they first got married, because their circumstances have changed so much and they're getting ready to change again. And it's really hard in any relationship when you go from being two to three, even with, you know, dogs and mother-in-laws and everything else. It's now you've become a parent and now you're responsible for another life that you've created, and you don't know what you're doing. And so it's like little things, little annoyances like that, especially in, like, I feel like that first year can cause a lot of problems if people don't find a peaceful way to resolve them. And unfortunately, some people just don't want to give on anything. And they're like, well, it has to be my way or the highway. And that's not the right way to look at it. It's like Miz's whole point last episode was, you have to know what the big things are, what matters most, what's important. And you have to take care of the big things. You have to worry about the little things too, but the big things are the most important. And that's what you have to worry about, and that's what you have to take care of. And that's ultimately what's important to him. And we saw that reemphasized in this episode, is, you know what, his relationship with Maurice is more important than her putting the keys in the stupid tray. Or him never being able to find the remote. It's like, okay, all right, if she's not going to put it in a spot that I want her to put it in, let's do this. And then that way it fixes, it's an alternate solution to the problem.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Oh, it was.
So good on them.
Mm-hmm.
We're having educational episodes.
Yay.
Yay. So I think that does it for Ms. and Mrs. What do you think?
That does do it for The Rock Extra, Ms. and Mrs. right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow and subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram at Rock Radio Show. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Live programming resumes this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, with The Rack, which can be heard every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern.
And you can follow me on most social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD. And if you get a quick second, since he was on the show, we'll plug his stuff. Please go check out Rob Schomburger's artwork. It's absolutely amazing. He's everywhere, all over WWE Shop. He's on the auction site. He has his own website, which is robschomburger.com, I believe. So please go check it out, buy it. He has original pieces for sale. He has prints for sale. And I think he has some autograph pieces as well. But if not, you can get those on WWE Shop. But yeah, please support him, because he is, if you don't know who he is, I'm going to give you a quick sum up before we close the show. You can also go listen to our interviews with him on rockradioshow.com. But he is a homegrown Kansas City artist that built his business by doing portraits for WWE superstars and of WWE superstars. And he has built his business with WWE to the point that he's doing now their trading cards. And he's in the action figure lines, and he's got shirts and merch and just all kinds of things through WWE, just purely by doing what he does and being so good at what he does. So please, everybody, go check him out if you don't know who he is or you haven't looked at his stuff, and support the hell out of him, because he's a wonderful guy. He deserves the world. And yeah, so please do the thing. RobSchomburger.com. But, you know, that does it for us. Like I said, I think you can check me out on most of the socials at Linsford, LNSWRD. And we're going to go. This has been Ms. and Mrs. Rack Extra Edition, episode 17, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be back next week with episode 18. Till then, bye!